morning, everyone. Welcome to this month's BC meeting. We'll start with a call this meeting to order, and we'll go through roll call, starting with Trish.
Trish King, present.
David Jordan, present.
Kirby Matoxin, present.
Lisa Summers, present.
DeHassa Hill, here.
Brandon Stevens, here.
Ernie Stevens, present.
Jenny Webster, present.
Okay, I'll do the opening this morning. Dauna Gunjokwa, Suhun Siose, Chinat Yahundu, Gunahiladungsla. Aguegos, Kaji, Adwahwe, Nuni, and Guat Nigula, Daitina, Wiladu, Nin Yukinoha, Ohanjage, G. Sego, Yanadliwan, Dirahadi, Datun, and Duhak, and Guat Nigul. Aguegos, Kaji, Adwahwe, Nuni, and Guat Nigula, Daitina, Wiladu, Nin Ohnegano, Sogu, G. Sego, Yanadliwan, Dirahadi, Datun, and Duhak, and Guat Nigul. Aguegos, Kaji, Adwahwe, Nuni, and Guat Nigula, Daitina, Wiladu, Nin Onegli Suha, G. Sego, in Aliwan, Dirahadi, Datu, and Duhak, and Guat Nigul. Aguegos, G. Adwahwe, Nuni, Guat Nigula, Daitina, Wiladu, Nain Oyunguau, G. Sego, in Aliwan, Dirahadi, Datu, and Duhak, and Guat Nigul. Aguegos, G. Adwahwe, Nuni, and Guat Nigula, Daitina, Wiladu, Nain Onunquat Togu, G. Sego, in Aliwan, Dirahadi, Datu, and Duhak, and Guat Nigul. Aguegos, G. Adwahwe, Nuni, and Guat Nigula, Daitina, Wiladu, Nin Asanate Gundahundele, G. Sego, Yonadliwan de Rohadi, Datu and Duha King Guat Nigul. Aguegos Kaji, Adwahwe Nuni and Guat Nigul, Daitino Eladu, Nin Gulunda Suha, G. Sego, in Aliwan de Rohadi, Datu and Duha King Guat Nigul. Aguegos Kaji, Adwahwe Nuni and Guat Nigul, Daitino Eladu, Nin Gundilia Suha, G. Sego, in Aliwan de Rohadi, Datu and Duha King Guat Nigul. Aguegos kaji adwahwe nuni and guat nigula daitino eladu, nain ojita suha, g sego in aliwan jedo hadi datu and duha king guat nigul. Aguegos kaji adwahwe nuni and guat nigula daitino eladu, nain gunjokwa, g sego in aliwan jedo hadi datu and duha king guat nigul. Aguegos kaji adwahwe nuni and guat nigula daitino eladu, nain Owela Suha, G. Sego in Aliwan, Diero Hadi Datu and Duha King Guat Nigul. Aguegos Kaji, Adwahwe, Nuni and Guat Nigula, Daitino Eladu, Nin Lidi Sakayondese, G. Sego, Lonadliwan, Diero Hadi Datu and Duha King Guat Nigul. Aguegos Kaji, Adwahwe, Nuni and Guat Nigula, Daitino Eladu, Nin Yunki Sota, Hue Nidale, G. Sego, Yunki Nigula, Dadi Datu and Duha King Guat Nigul. Aguegos kaji adwahwe nuni and guat nigula daitino eladu, nain yodahalo sunqua jiha, g sego, lonadliwan jado hadi datu and duha king guat nigul. Aguegos kaji adwahwe nuni and guat nigula daitino eladu, nain yochi stokwalu, g sego in aliwan jado hadi datu and duha king guat nigul. Aguegos kaji adwahwe nuni and guat nigula daitino eladu, nain Gaye ni unguedage, G. Sego in Aliwan, Jero Hadi Datu and Duha King Guat Nigul. Aguegos Kaji, Adwahwe, Nuni Guat Nigula, Daitino Eladu, Nain Scanadalio, G. Sego in Aliwan, Jero Hadi Datu and Duha King Guat Nigul. Aguegos Kaji, Adwahwe, Nuni Guat Nigula, Daitino Eladu, Nain Sunquai Disu, G. Sego in Aliwan, Jero Hadi Datu and Duha King Guat Nigul. Danny. So next is to adopt the agenda. We have adopt the agenda, noting the correction of the spelling under oath of office, item D for the Pardon and Forgiveness Screening Committee. Jody Skenador should be spelled J-O-D-I-E. Is there any other corrections or changes to the agenda?
No. Motion to adopt the agenda with the noted change.
Second. Motion has been made and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Oppose? Abstentions? Motion carries. All right, so next on our agenda, we have the oaths of office. So we'll start with the judiciary oath of office. Chad Hendricks, please come up to the mic.
Do I stand patient?
Okay.
The oath of office for judiciary for the appellate court judge. I,
Chad Hendricks,
hereby swear to uphold the Oneida Constitution.
To uphold the Oneida Constitution.
And the laws and ordinances of the Oneida Nation.
And the laws and ordinances of the Oneida Nation.
I swear that I will abide. By the canons of judicial ethics.
By the canons of judicial ethics.
And impartially apply the law and administer justice. I will perform my duties to the best of my ability. And on behalf of the Oneida people. With honor, respect, dignity, and sincerity. And I will maintain confidentiality at all times. I will carry out the duties and responsibilities. As judge of the Oneida Judiciary. And will promote and protect the best interests of the Oneida Nation. With fair, harmonious, and peaceful resolution. Of all matters affecting our members and our posterity. I will faithfully discharge the duties of the office of which I am sworn.
Just like to say a few words to Chad and thank him for his service to our community and running for this office of the judiciary. So I know these are very important constitutional institutions that are help protect in our sovereignty as we go forward. And I know our legislative operating committee is going to continue to work on new laws to authorize the judiciary to hear different types of cases before them. So look forward to you guys having more work, so thank you very much for your service. Next up, we have the oaths of office for the Oneida Community Library Board, Emily Johnson, Bridget John, the Oneida Nation Veterans Affairs Committee, Dale Webster, the Pardon Forgiveness Screening Committee, Donna Richmond, Carol Silva, Eric Bollinger, Ron King Jr., Lajigla Nunha Hill, Delia Smith, Jody Scanador, Jamie Stevens, the Oneida Powwow Committee, Tanya Webster and Kayleen White, and the CIOT Advisory Board, Lloyd Ninham, Catherine LaRocque, and Kim Reyes.
Have a person video conferencing, so there's going to be just probably like a split second delay, so we'll be patient and we'll go through this oath of office slow so that everybody stays on. So are you ready over there in Seattle?
Yes.
All right. Okay. So everybody, please raise your right hand and then repeat after me. I, and then state your name.
I, Lloyd Ninham.
Hereby promise. To uphold the laws and regulations. Of the Oneida Nation. The General Tribal Council. And the Tribal Constitution. I will perform my duties to the best of my ability.
duties to the best of my ability.
And on behalf of the Oneida people.
And on behalf of the Oneida people.
With honor, respect, dignity, and sincerity.
Honor, respect, dignity, and sincerity.
And will maintain confidential information with the strictest confidentiality.
And will maintain confidential information with the strictest confidentiality.
I will carry out the duties and responsibilities.
I will carry out the duties and responsibilities.
As a member of, and then please state your board name.
Member of the Southeastern Oneida Tribal Services Board.
Mouthful, right? Okay. And all recommendations shall be made.
All recommendations shall be made.
In the best interest of the Oneida Nation as a whole.
In the best interest of the Oneida Nation as a whole.
Congratulations, everybody. Congratulations. Congratulations. Thank you. Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right, so next on our agenda, thanks everybody again for helping serve our community for the greater good. Making sure we get community input and community involvement is very important as a governmental goal, so thank you all for participating. Next up, we have the minutes to be approved, February 14th, 2018, regular meeting minutes.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. Any discussion? Seeing none, we'll vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Oppose? Abstentions?
Abstain.
One abstention. Lisa, motion carries. Next up, we have resolutions. We've got the adopt resolution entitled Designate Representative on the Midwest Tribal Energy Resource Association Board. The sponsors, Pat Pelkey, the Division Director for Environmental Health, Safety, and Land. Mike?
Good morning. Mike Troji with the Ecoservices Department, Environmental Division, Health and Safety Division, Health and Safety and Land Division. The Midwest Tribal Energy Resource Association, or MTERA, has been information since about 2014. Oneida was a founding member of the organization. Took a couple years to get organized, but I think we're well on our way. About a year and a half ago, we did receive a significant grant from the Department of Energy for organizational reasons, as well as reaching out to other Midwest tribes to provide a little more planning and overall energy effectiveness within the Midwest United States. There are a couple of resolutions already in place to support MTERA, to support the going after the grant and other items, including designating a representative for Oneida Nation. However, that representative was not specifically named, and I think just for MTERA's sake to have all their I's dotted and so forth, it'd be nice to have a specific member or representative named to be a board member and so forth.
Lisa?
Mr. Chairman, I'll make a motion to adopt the resolution entitled, BC resolution entitled Designate Representative on the Midwest Tribal Energy Energy Resources Association Board.
Is there support? Motion has been made and supported. Any further discussion? Seeing none, we'll vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Oppose? Abstentions? Motion carries.
Thank you, Mike.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The next resolution we have up is the adopt resolution entitled Extension of Time for Implementation of the Budget Management Control Act. Trish?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. There is also a handout for this item. It is the statement of effect explaining what the resolution is about. The purpose for the extension is because of the there was a deadline by the end of February to have a priority assessed based on input that we received from the community. Unfortunately, after our November meeting, we found that the information gathered at that meeting wouldn't help us set those priorities. So I'm asking for an extension to implementing that section of the law, and we'll have to schedule another input session, at least one, if not more. And then the next step would be to submit a continuing budget resolution in September, as this process will delay the completion of the budget. So the resolution I'm asking for adoption today is to extend the time frames within the Budget Management Act is allowed by the Act itself.
Lisa?
The first question that I have about the resolution is, I know that we're attempting to do here, because we had the conversation. So we're attempting to say we need to have a more focused budget conversation with the General Tribal Council about what they actually want to see in the budget, because the form that we used didn't provide us with that information that we were looking for. I understand that. The second to the last resolve, though, talks about scheduling one budget meeting to gather the input and another meeting for approval of the budget, and I understand why we're doing that, and I support that effort. However, there's no indicated set of time frames here, and I'm a little concerned about that, because I'm just not quite sure, and this is where I may have missed the part of the conversation about how to go about doing that, because when is the proposed initial meeting, and then do we have another proposed date for the actual meeting? That's the part that's missing out of here for me. And then the second thing that I had as part of the second question that I have is regarding the communication effort, making sure that there's a solid communication plan in place so that people understand that we are trying to do this in order, we're doing this in order to make sure that we're finally getting the act implemented in a way that becomes a new normal for us, so that people understand their participation is important and that they understand that this is their opportunity to have input to the directors to say, these are the kind of programming things that we need. These are the kind of services that we're seeing that we need. These are the kinds of, so we're really getting that genuine feedback, because to me, the two of these are going to go hand in hand, and one isn't going to be successful without the other, because that's kind of what happened already to start with this first session. So I'm just kind of curious about those two things.
Okay. As we were trying to identify the process, we're set up right in the process, so that's why the delay in the first instance. You recapped it very well. That's exactly what we're trying to accomplish. The date for the General Tribal Council meeting, we're starting with that as the backward schedule. We're looking for December 9th, and I didn't put it in this resolution yet because we don't have that schedule identified yet. I have a meeting with the managers, and the business committee is always invited to that, and that's where we'll try to have a better time frame, and we'll talk with the operations so they understand the delay in the timeline, the purpose of what we're trying to accomplish, and they can help us better organize and get those information meetings done timely. So that's what I'm working on right now, and trying to get those identified. The communication is key, and we need considerable support in. There's a lot of detail to the changes that we're making, but it really in the utmost important fact that I'm trying to accomplish is that the General Tribal Council wants to have more input into the budget and understand the budget, yet they don't get enough information to make fully informed determinations. So this is an effort to try and secure that a little bit. It's not going to answer all questions and all processes. But as far as what as a member of the nation, what's important to them in regards to their services, in regards to their quality of life, in regards to how we treat one another and working together as a nation moving forward, that is extremely critical. And I think our nation is starting to make those initiatives, and I'd like to just enhance that. So the Budget Management and Control Law is really that step in the process for the organization to at least get familiar with it, and then we work together on trying to communicate to the membership. So planning purposes, the planning is still being planned, but I hope to have that done within the next week or two.
Brandon?
I guess it's just that second, now therefore be it resolved, is a little ambiguous about what type of meeting it's going to be. So based on the discussion, it sounds like it's a GTC meeting, but it does makes no indication that it's an actual GTC meeting where the budget input meetings are required, but they're just informational gathering meetings. And so it just sounds really ambiguous, and I would like to have that a little more clear.
There were two options that we were talking about, and that's why it just says that we have to have an input meeting. One option was to actually have a General Tribal Council informational meeting, and that would be a paid meeting to get the people there so that we could use that as the hearing, the public hearing kind of component, gathering the information and then prioritizing based on what they said. As I see that as the best process. Otherwise, we only get a handful of people coming through, and so I think that's, if you would like me, I can change that. We can change the resolution to identify a General Tribal Council input session.
Well, if that's the intent, is just to be more
specific.
More specific or to have the option, I think that's, we have to be clear about that, just so it gives us the leeway to set that meeting as a GTC or just another. You know, if it's a meeting at the Radisson, you know, gift cards. I don't know what it is, but if that's what the intent is, to be more open, then it's okay. But if it's the intent is specifically to be a GTC meeting, I think it should be in there. The other option I thought we talked about was a little bit is reformulating the semiannual meeting for more of a input session type thing. Is like, what do you guys want in the upcoming budget? And it's just retooling the format of the semi-annual just to kind of input gather, so it kind of kills, you know, the two birds with one stone without calling another meeting.
Right.
So I know that pushes the timeline pretty hard for finances to get that, you know, what do you do with the input, and can it be done? But then I think it's trying to curb that continuing resolution possibility, you know, by preparing for it, you know, that early. So I think that's kind of where I'm at, is just a little more clarity on that second to the last resolve, if that's what we want.
Lisa?
Just to reflect on what Brandon is indicating, I think that's why I'm raising the question as well, because it was the two different options were presented. Mm-hmm. I think that for me, that's why I like the fact that there's no date in there, but there still should be like an attachment of what that intent is. And so I'm prepared to accept the resolution today with a subsequent motion that would require an implementation plan to be brought back for the next BC meeting. And I'm okay with that if you understand what we're asking for as far as like making sure that we're precise in what we're communicating and why we're doing it and what our intentions are. I don't know if that helps or not, to get a little bit more of that detail in a backup implementation that would help?
Yeah, the difficulty is when we... It's scheduling everything else around around the meeting. So we're not adding additional items on that meeting if that's what we specifically want. So it gives, I would think, the Secretary's office a little more clarity on scheduling, agenda development. I think those things really would help her office, his or her office in the future.
Yeah.
Belinda?
My concern would be with the implementation date, December 9th meeting. I looked at the calendar. That's a Sunday. Being that the Packer schedule isn't out yet, we don't know if the Radisson will be available.
Yeah, we identified December 9th as the date. They gave us that date already.
Okay.
Any more discussion on the topic? If not, a motion would be in order at this time.
I'm sorry,
Lisa?
Mr. Chairman, I still have one more clarification. In the third to the last resolve, it's blank on the extension time. It's the second page.
Oh.
So I don't know what the intent is for that.
Right, that will fall within the schedule. So we do the backward schedule, and we'll create the determine whether or not if it's going to be in the semi-annual. I'm going to need your direction on that. But after I get the process identified of all the steps that need to happen, then we can make that determination which and when process we're going to use. So if it's a July meeting, that's fine. I would prefer a June meeting to kind of tee it up for the July meeting. But those are some of the things that we haven't had an opportunity to define yet.
Okay, so can we change that resolve then? So where we say the Budget Management and Control Act is extended until, and then it's blank, can we say extended in accordance with the backward schedule of the set GTC dates? So that just so that we have a time specific, then we know it has to be factored in to that schedule as part of making sure that work is done before the GTC meeting, the materials are completed.
Okay. Yeah, that wouldn't be a problem there. I also say in the last resolve that until all requirements of the Budget Management and Control Act are met for fiscal year 19.
Okay, so then do we even need that resolve if it says that in the last resolve?
Yeah, it's still part of the... Well, yeah, the one piece is part of the other... The whole.
Joanne?
I believe that you can delete everything after extended.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Makes
sense.
Yep.
Brandon and Rolinda?
Just one last question, and this is a legislative question. Is just, are you currently looking at updates? I think the intent of getting the priority list in front of the General Tribal Council is a great idea, but then what happens in absence of General Tribal Council approval?
Action.
And so I think that's what's really pushing this back is, you know, is when that doesn't happen, there should be a catch to say, all right, if the GTC doesn't approve by this date or, you know, moving the timelines, how do we get that more effective where we're trying to get it in front of GTC as best as possible, but not pushing our timelines up where if they don't, then we don't have to extend it by resolution. So just looking at, an amendment to the law, if it's necessary, or how to firm up the process and getting that priority list in front of GTC sooner. So that's just a legislative question that had to be answered now, is just how can we get that a little more smoother so we're not in this situation next year or the year after that.
Correct. And one of the initiatives that we were trying to do is keep log of all the things that, in trying to implement the BMCA, all the items that are not syncing up or making it harder or an identified process is not yet created, that's all coming, will be coming through the LOC. So,
Rolinda?
I don't believe that the semi-annual meeting would allow enough time for the managers to receive the input from General Tribal Council, analyze it, and get it into their budget. I would recommend for this year to have a meeting before that, and then for future years, I would plan on having that at the annual meeting.
Yep.
Lisa?
Thank you, Relinda. Those are some of the conversations that we've already been having from a scheduling perspective. I think we're just in a transition period, so you know, we'll definitely take that into consideration. Just a couple more technical things on the resolve, the format of the resolution. So the first "now therefore it resolved," I don't have a problem with. The second part, the second "now therefore it resolved," in my opinion, should read "be it further resolved," and take out the "now therefore," and then the last "resolve" should be "therefore be it finally resolved." So I would just like to make sure that from a formatting perspective that we're using the correct terminology there for resolution.
So the "now therefore," okay, "now therefore be it resolved," "be it therefore resolved," and
"now therefore be it resolved," as it stated. The second one would be "it further resolved," and "be it further resolved," and then the last one would be "and therefore be it finally resolved."
Oh, final. Okay. "Be it finally resolved." Final resolved. Okay, so if I can recap a little bit, my understanding is that there's a desire to change the wording in the first "now therefore be it resolved" to end at the last word "extended" and delete the rest of that sentence. The second one, "now therefore be it further resolved," would include that the United Business Committee will schedule one general tribal council meeting for gathering input and one budget meeting for approval of the budget. Is that correct? And then the last "now therefore resolve" would say, "now therefore be it finally resolved." And that those would be the changes in the language to the resolution, and then the request for a communication or action plan on how to implement this process be completed by the next business committee meeting. Is that correct?
Joanne?
If those changes are acceptable and you'd like to make this as simple as possible, if you defer this item, we can get you a cleaned up resolution, which would also include that resolve that identifies an implementation plan will be presented to the business committee so that it's all in a single historical record.
Okay, so we just need to defer it until later on?
Yes.
This afternoon or this morning?
Later on, I'll get it to you as quickly as I can.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, then I'll make a motion to defer this item until for the final copy of the resolution to be brought back for consideration later today.
Is there support?
Second.
Motion has been made and supported. Any further discussion? Seeing none, we'll vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Next on the agenda, we have the adopt resolution entitled Delegation of Purchasing and Sign-Off Authority for the Oneida Youth Leadership Institute.
Morning.
Good morning. United Youth Leadership Institute is just kind of getting underway. This is the disbursement policy, which allows us to properly approve disbursements and give them back out. We currently have funding in Bay Bank from a few participants. And this policy basically outlines a proper process so we can communicate with the BC and finance.
Okay.
just one Brandon? Question. I guess, is there a cap? It almost seemed like there would be a cap, you know, executive manager, 500, chairperson or treasurer in excess of 500. But if it's like the entire, you know, amount, would there be a cap where you would want a full committee action to be able to do something like that? Or is it just full committee action delegates the sign-off to happen? So it would be proceeding after an actionable item of the board, and then just the treasurer or whatever would sign off on it. I guess just understanding the process to say that, you know, the chair or the treasurer just can't sign off on something all by themselves.
Right. As we have it now, I believe there's restricted and then unrestricted funds. So if it's restricted, they would be able to go back to who put it in, and they could get as much as they want. The unrestricted is the 25% that we're allowed to give out at one time. So that's kind of that cap. Okay. And then there's the dual sign-off for that. If there needs to be tiers of that amount,
you could put the that cap in there. Is basically, I think that's just a good idea. The amount of money you can actually distribute from at the one fund time. Total. Okay.
Yep.
Lisa.
Mr. Chairman, I'll make a motion to approve the BC resolution entitled Delegation of Purchasing and Sign-Off Authority to the Oneida Youth Leadership Institute.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, we'll vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Oppose? Abstentions? Motion carries.
Thank you.
Go.
Next up, we have the standing committees. We have the Community Development Planning Committee to accept the January 4th meeting minutes.
So moved.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, we'll vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Oppose? Abstentions? Motion carries. Next, we have the Finance Committee meeting minutes of February 19th. 2018.
Motion to accept.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, we'll vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Oppose? Abstentions?
Abstain.
With two abstentions, Lisa and Jenny, a motion carries. Next is the Legislative Operating Committee to accept the February 7th Legislative Operating Committee meeting minutes.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. Any discussion? Seeing none, we'll vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Oppose? Abstentions? Motion carries. Next up is the quality of life, is to accept the January 11th quality of life meeting minutes.
So moved.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, we'll vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Oppose? Abstentions? Motion carries. Next up is new business A. It's to review the blackjack rules of play and determine appropriate next steps. And the appropriate action is to approve the motion for this action. Motion to accept the notice of the amendments to the blackjack rules of play approved by the Gaming Commission on February 12, 2018. And to direct the notice to the Gaming Commission, there are no requested revisions under Section 501.6-14D, if that's the pleasure of the committee.
So moved.
Motion has been made and seconded. Discussion? Seeing none, we'll vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Oppose? Abstentions? Motion carries. Thank yous.
Thank you.
Next up, we have the approve the limited waiver of sovereign immunity to Recreonics Inc. credit application file number 2018-0138.
Motion to approve the limit waiver of sovereign immunity. Recreonics Incorporated credit application file number 2018-0138.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. Any discussion? Seeing none, we'll vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. Next on the agenda is the travel. We have travel requests. Approved travel request, the gaming general manager and four staff to the 2018 National Indian Gaming Association Trade Show in Las Vegas, April 16th through the 21st.
So moved.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. Any discussion? Seeing none, we'll vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. Next, under requests, is Councilman Guzman King to the Region 5 HHS Tribal Consultation, Hinckley, Minnesota, May 1st through the 4th.
So moved.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. Any discussion? Seeing none, we'll vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. The next request is for Councilwoman Webster to the Indian Healthcare Improvement Fund Work Group meeting in Phoenix, Arizona, March 12th through the 15th.
So moved.
And in Denver, Colorado, April 10th through the 14th.
So moved.
Jenny?
I have an adjustment on there.
Oh, yeah, there's
because
handout.
I have to be, I was subpoenaed to Personnel Commission. They have another alternate date. So changing the March one, because I'm unable to attend that due to Personnel Commission, to May 17th and 18th. Sorry, 16th through the 19th.
What month?
May. So instead of March, the dates will be May 16th through the 19th, and in Denver, Colorado, April 10th through the 14th.
So move with those changes.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. Any discussion?
I'm just clarifying, Jenny, too, and that's not paid for by the tribe. That's another entity.
It's funded by IHS, yes.
Any more discussion on the topic? Seeing none, we'll vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries.
Abstain.
One abstention, Jenny. Next request is for Councilman Stevens and Guzman King to the 2018 Tribal Environmental Program Management Conference in Chicago, Illinois, March 19th through the 22nd.
So moved.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. Any discussion? Ernie?
Just want to also clarify that there's also funds available through environmental to attend that.
Yep. Any more?
What's the date?
19th through the 22nd.
22nd. March.
Monday
through Thursday, and then we have a Tuesday BC work session, HALO, and then a joint trust committee meeting.
Vacation.
And also a GTC meeting on the 19th.
And GTC, yeah, on the 19th. So I would consider you guys.
So we have a quorum then?
Well, we don't need a quorum.
We don't need a quorum for GTC meetings. Quorum is the public.
I'll double check that. I believe that
The plan was to leave after. We can clarify that, but yeah, don't need quorum, but.
So you guys are aware too, I'm on vacation that week.
What was that, Kirby?
I'm on vacation that week.
Oh, okay. It's an LLC week.
Any further discussion on the topic? If none, we'll vote for Councilman Stevens and Councilman Guzman King to the March Environmental Program Management Conference in Chicago, the 19th through the 22nd. And all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Oppose? Abstentions?
Same.
Two abstentions, Lisa and Ernie. Motion carries. Next, for travel requests, we have Secretary Summers to the 2018 Tribal Self-Governance Annual Conference in Albuquerque, New Mexico, April 21st through the 27th, 2018.
So moved.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. Any discussion? Seeing none, we'll vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Oppose? Abstentions? Motion carries. Lisa?
Just as a side note, and I know I haven't had a chance to brief anybody yet about the NCAI trip, but one of the things that will be happening in June, and this is kind of one of the preps for that, is that the self-governance folks will be here to tour and go over. They're conducting government accountability office will be here in June, and they're going to tour, and part of it is they're wanting to make sure that there's compliance with self-governance and making sure that we're getting our funding on time and what programs are being used, what's not being used, all those kinds of things. So they're going to be they're in the process of conducting an assessment. So just as an FYI, this is part of getting ready for that.
Thank you. The next item is enter.
Mr.
Question,
Chair,
Jenny?
Also, I know we didn't get to IGAC in executive session yesterday. But there's also a request in there. They wanted to nominate me to that board. There's one seat open on that board as well. So that would include that.
So you need to be included in this travel request?
I think it's in theirs, but we can probably add it here as well.
I think it would be a good idea if it's because it's all going to be connected with that.
Okay, then I probably should not have made the motion to approve it.
You can.
That's okay?
You can, that's fine.
Okay. I know. It is asking a lot. I know that.
Well, me and Candace can handle it. I mean, we'll be okay. It's just...
Well, they just felt it would be a good fit.
Yeah.
Because I'm also lazy.
The health care, right, exactly.
And the health care improvement fund. It just,
right, exactly.
That's why they felt that I would be a good fit to be nominated to be on that board.
Brandon?
Yeah, I would just think we just need to kind of rethink and then making sure that, because these are important meetings that Jenny's been attending, and that's why I'm like, I think it's a lot of travel, but then we said to be on the same page and say that this is why.
Mm-hmm.
It's not only because it's reimbursed, but these are like direct effects mm-hmm. on the general, you know, on membership.
Yeah.
And if we're not a part of the conversation. So I just think if maybe, you know, IGAC can help us kind of build, mm-hmm. You know, the justifications, because I see what you're saying. I do definitely see it. Mm-hmm. You're going to look at all the travel and everything, but then, you know, where's the final product? But then that final product sometimes is just not big changes that affect us.
Right after.
So I'm there, but I think we just need some help with IGAC about, you know, why these are important, especially self-governance too, since we're moving into that. You know, self-governance model, being the leader in possibly where Congress is going with self-governance and removal of EPA and all these other big programs that are funded by the government, and giving that more autonomy to the tribes, we can handle.
So can I make an amendment to my motion to include myself?
Restate the motion.
Can I restate the motion? Mm-hmm. We're both Lisa Summers and Jenny Webster.
Seconder agree.
Kirby?
Second. All right, seconder concurs. We'll go ahead and vote on the motion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. And then just FYI, I'm expecting a call from Senator Baldwin at 9:30, so I'll have to step out when I receive that, just so everybody's aware. And that should only be 5 or 10 minutes. Next on the agenda is to enter e-poll results into the record in accordance with the Oneida Business Committee Standard Operating Procedure entitled Conducting Electronic Voting, and that is approve the travel request for Secretary Summers to the 11th Annual Tribal Casino and Hotel Development Conference in Temecula, California, March 25th through the 28th.
So moved.
Okay.
Motion has been made and seconded. Any discussion? Seeing none, we'll vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed. One opposition. Abstentions.
Abstain.
One abstention, Brandon. Opposition is Trish. Motion carries. Lisa?
I just want clarification. You're opposing to entering it into the record? Because that's what this is. It's entering it into the record.
Oh, it's into the record. It's already approved?
Yes.
Oh,
but you pulled.
Then I'm not opposing that. I thought we were voting on the travel.
No. That was already a week and a half ago or two weeks ago.
Just after discussions yesterday, I just changed my mind. That's all.
Okay, moving on to the operational reports at 1:30, so we can start going through executive session actions. Oh, GTC actions. All right.
Oh, approve the four actions.
Okay. At page 140, mm-hmm. Approve four actions. Petitioner Yvonne Matebe for a treatment clinic. One is to acknowledge receipt of the petition submitted by Yvonne Matebe, the treatment clinic. Second action is to send the verified petition to the Law, Finance, Legislative Reference, and Direct Reports Offices for Legal, Financial, Legislative, and Administrative Analysis. Three, to direct the Law, Finance, Legislative Reference Office to submit their analysis to the Tribal Secretary within 60 days with a progress report to be submitted within 45 days. And four, to direct the Direct Report Offices to submit administrative analysis to the Tribal Secretary within 30 days. Are the four actions.
So moved.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. Any discussion? Seeing none, we'll vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Oppose? Abstentions? Motion carries. So now we can start going through the action from executive session. Or are we going to go back into exec first? Okay. I'll entertain a motion to go into executive session at 9:24.
So moved.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Oppose? Abstentions? Motion carries. All right. Thank you. We are now in executive session, so everyone not relevant to this conversation, please be excused from the room. All right, we're looking for a motion to come out of executive session at 1:31.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. Thank you. Next on our agenda is we have the operational report for the Division of Environmental Health, Safety, and Land. Pat? The report starts on page 129.
Sorry. Good afternoon. I do appreciate you guys deferring this for this meeting because I would not have been able to talk after my appointment. So this is kind of our first report that we have of combining all the areas into one with under the Environmental Health, Safety, and Land Division. It is a little more cumbersome than what we first anticipated just because they're pulling two reports into together. And so it's a little long, but we're working to kind of, you know, stream it down a little bit. But what we did is that we put the new strategies, the principles out on the front, and we just try to align the activities that we align under those. So that's what that first thing is just about moving more toward that strategic in alignment with the business committee. So, as I, you know, you can just kind of, you know, read through it and just kind of just see. Another big change for us was that in our report on the budget, normally that first pie chart looks a little different, but now we're adding the Land Commission's revenue. So they're 100% revenue driven. And so that's the new balance. So as the new division, we're about 34% grants, 21% TC, and 45% revenue. So, and then we did talk about the budget and the executive session on that last meeting. So I don't know if anybody had any more questions around that, but yes.
I just had one because, and I wasn't here, so I didn't get to hear all the discussion. And I didn't see my answer in the notes. So for the budget projection between the budgeted and the actual for the up to 12/31/18, even though it's a negative variance, is that expected to catch up to itself in the second and third quarter, or?
It's kind of a complicated because things that happen right in the mid of the budget. So one of them is that we had reduced the lease of the tribal farmers by $25 for all the leasee except for the Oneida Nation farm because it's already low. And that was based on the market and the research that we've done and the farmers coming to us requesting the Land Commission do that. So the Land Commission did move. So we're going to lose those dollars, but in the same time, we are trying to bring additional dollars that weren't accounted for, that we're still working for, will offset that. So our hope is that we will hit our target, and hopefully we're going to achieve it. It also depends on how much, as part of the transition, we are still funding some of the rental properties with CHD. So it depended on how that all gets itself done. Well, we won't know until the very end as we finalize those reconciliations. And Dana's doing a really good job. I mean, she's getting most of her salary funded by HUD, in which we had most of her salary into that. So in the end, we should hit our targets, and my hope is that we are going to exceed our targets for revenue. So I think, you know, once again, it was a big grant month for us. It's usually our second biggest quarter. Just drawing attention to, we wrote our biggest grant to date. It's the $2.9 million for the expansion of Phase 2. So that's being reviewed by the co-trustees and the Natural Resource Damage Assessment. And right now we're doing a supplemental EA, and U.S. Fish and Wildlife is leading that. And that was basically because of the New Horizon case that we usually, with those kind of monies, now we have to have the lead agency be U.S. Fish and Wildlife. We actually did the EA, but they got to do a supplemental. So we're hoping to finish that up by March and get that in front and have the, you know, in April have the public notice, and then by May hopefully take it back to the coal trustee for final approval, and we might be able to start Phase 2 by the end of summer or the first part of fall. It all depends on how all that lays out for us. we wrote a large grant again with EPA with the underground storage tank database to track those, and that really has to do with really looking at our risks around groundwater. We're also looking at inventory all our underground injection control systems, the UIC. So we're working with the EPA to actually inventory all those sites just to see kind of what exposure we have, not just here, but EPA is doing across the Indian country. So for this quarter, we closed on 1, 2, 3, 4 HIPs, and I think the other thing to talk about that I want to just talk about is the continual outreach that we're trying to do with the hazardous waste collection system. So where we're actually having one event every year, but then providing those voucher programs. So that seemed to be going really well, where then the community can just get these vouchers and then take those waste products or electronics into the system through those voucher systems. So to date, or that quarter, we had 67 people participate in that alone. So I don't think there's really too much more I wanted to highlight. Oh, the solar systems got installed on the 6 of the building now, so they're up and running. And we did release 200 pheasants this past fall, and also we are doing working with Fish and Wildlife to really take a look at our fisheries areas and then helping us to do an overall assessment. We don't have a fisheries specialist, but they do. So we're actually working with U.S. Fish and Wildlife and also the DNR on a few of these areas. So it should be some good studies coming forward. So that first quarter, we did get 102 acres put into trust, and savings about $6,400 a year. So, yes.
My question, first and foremost, thank you for the integrated report. It's kind of starting to give us a better picture overall of the relationships. I'm really happy to start actually seeing it in writing now. but my question isn't going to be specific to the report. It's related to the New York properties tour that we did. And I know that we haven't really done any follow-up yet, but what I want to do, just to give you a heads up, is make sure that we're scheduling an appointment with you very soon, but DeHasse and I for sure, and we'll invite the rest of the committee if they can attend, to start working with you and Troy to do the follow-ups from what we did with that. And I know that we didn't ask for it to be included in here, so I don't want to get too into it, but I just want to give you a heads up and let you know that that will come.
Yeah, and just so you know, in the information we shared out in New York, we have that inspection. We shared that with you when you guys were in New York, so we have that inspection. So we're working on that inspection report, and we're getting all those projects done. And the other big thing that we said we'd follow up on is that reducing somebody looking at the taxes for us. Yep. So we do have that contract in the system right now. So the guy is really excited about it. And as we are looking at some of the other stuff, we did a cursory review. It looks like we want to also include the farm in that analysis. So we're going to look at the Catskills and the farm. So he thinks he can have saved us, you know, probably around $40,000. That's just a projection at this time, but between the properties. So I think it's probably maybe up in Trish's office now for review for the contract or the purchase order review. So, but you might already signed it. I'm not sure. So I just signed it yesterday. So it's Ted. It's Wenzel. So it's in from New York. So it is a sole source. We work with purchasing because it is tough to do business in Wisconsin, so we are actually going off a recommendation that with somebody we have a relationship that we actually bought the properties from out in New York. So, and you guys met him, so we did follow up with that recommendation that he had. So I think we'll be ready for the meeting when you call it, and I'm working on a report on the status of all the work, what we're doing, who's doing it, and who's going out there this spring as follow-ups. So there's certain follow-ups that we want to do out there this spring too. So,
can you give us a verbal update on where we are with the town of Oneida with the recycling? Because I see it's in here, but I just don't know. I ran into Al Manders. He's telling me that it's still not signed, and I just want to know where the update is.
I missed your question.
Recycling with the town of Oneida?
Oh, recycling. I know she's been working on it because I don't have a good update. I just know in the report she has had some activities around trying to develop an RFP to go out and having a good understanding who's going to all participate in that. But that is, I believe, is targeted for this fall. So, yeah, so there'll be, so we're just preparing the RFP documents, and then it should be going out. But I think we got a fact sheet on that we can send that up. But I can definitely have Amy send you guys an update, though.
Thank you.
Yep.
Trish?
Question, if you, we just recently heard, as far as I heard just this morning, that the Hearth Act was approved. So I don't know if you were in contact with Nathan on that.
Yeah, Nate had told us, and the law office told us, so we'll be setting up meetings to get making sure we get the rules developed and stuff. So we're meeting on it Monday, so.
Exciting.
Yeah, exciting stuff. So we always got to watch what we ask for, so now we got to do the work. So, but you'll be good.
Any other questions on the report? Ernie?
Just real quick, in the FYI, so looking at conservation and their grant proposals, are any of those still, are those been submitted? Are there some that they're looking to that has deadlines coming up for that you're aware of offhand?
For which grant? I mean, we just did the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative, so I think we have four or five grants that we've already submitted. And we're working, our last one that we're working on is the fishery analysis of Trout Creek to see where that could be graded as class three trout stream or better. So there's a number of them, either through the non-point, through the assessments, and then also invasive species that are ones that we're targeting.
Any other questions on the report?
Move to approve.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded to approve the report. Any further discussion? Seeing none, we'll vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
And I believe that concludes all of our open session items. Did we, under reports 11, the defer the public works division fiscal year 18 first quarter report?
I don't remember doing that.
There was no time set on this one. And, okay. For the previous meeting or this
Public
meeting?
Works. She couldn't be here for this meeting, so she asked us if it was okay to defer it. And
okay.
We told her yes. To so just put the request on the agenda.
She doesn't have no one that can represent her?
Not when we want to ask specifically to our direct reports what we want in the executive session.
All right, so I guess we're looking to go back into executive session.
So moved.
Motion has been made and seconded to go back into executive session at 1:44. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries.
Thank you, Joanne.
All right, you're ready. Okay, need to entertain a motion to come out of executive session at 2:08. Motion has been made and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. Then there was the budget resolution was deferred. We now have the updated resolution. I can't remember which item that was.
6B.
Item 6B. Lisa?
Mr. Chairman, I'll make a motion to adopt the BC resolution entitled Extension of Time for Implementation of Budget Management and Control Act as Revised.
Is there a second?
Second.
A discussion? Seeing none, we'll vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Abstentions. Motion carries. Trish.
Mr. Chair, I'll note in my motion that the lowercase l should be used in the last resolve for the word law.
All right. Seconder concur?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We are good then. I think that concludes all the motions for the open session items. Now we need to take action on the executive session. So we under reports, we have to accept the Bay Bank Corporation fiscal year 18 first quarter report.
So moved.
Is there a second? Motion has been made and seconded. Any or no discussion on this stuff? So everybody in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions?
Same.
One abstention, Lisa. Motion carries. Next up, we have the Oneida ESC Group LLC as fiscal year 18 first quarter report. Motion has been made and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Oppose? Abstentions?
Abstain.
One abstention, Lisa. Motion carries. Next is the Seven Generations Corporation fiscal year 18 first quarter report.
Motion to accept.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Oppose? Abstentions?
Same.
One abstention, Lisa. Motion carries. Next item is the Oneida Airport Hotel Corporation fiscal year 18 first quarter report.
So moved.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Oppose? Abstentions?
Same.
One abstention, Lisa. Motion carries. Next up is to accept the United Golf Enterprise Corporation fiscal year 18 first quarter report.
So moved.
Motion has been made and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Oppose? Abstentions?
Same.
One abstention, Lisa. Motion carries.
I'm like, you guys are moving too slow.
Number six is to accept the Chief Counsel report.
So moved.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Oppose? Abstentions? Motion carries.
Follow
was there? Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. Lisa?
Mr. Chair, I'll make a motion to approve attorney contract with James Bidorf as Deputy Chief Counsel, contract number 2018-0235. Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Oppose? Abstentions? One opposition. Motion carries.
Mr. Chairman, follow-up motion.
Lisa?
I'll make a motion to approve the correspondence regarding Dr. Webster's study, Resurgence of White Corn in the Oneida Reservation, and move the item to open session agenda out of executive session.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Oppose? Abstentions? Motion carries.
Follow-up motion.
Lisa?
I'd like to make a motion to approve the participation in the Texas v. Zinke case number 417-CV-868-0 ND Texas and authorize the use of litigation funds regarding cost for participation.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries.
Follow
Lisa?
Motion. I'd also like to make a motion to approve the Kilpatrick, Townsend, and Stockton LOP contract 2018-0236 with the identified limited waiver of sovereign immunity.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Oppose? Abstentions? The motion carries. Next up is to accept the Intergovernmental Affairs and Communications Report.
So moved.
Motion has been made and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries.
Mr. Chair, follow-up motion.
Lisa.
I'd like to make a motion to approve the nomination of Councilwoman Jenny Webster to the Tribal Self-Governance Advisory Committee, Bemidji Area, alternate representative, and to send the letter presented for approval.
There's motion has been made and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. Lisa.
I'd also like to make a motion to direct Intergovernmental Affairs and Communications to bring back to the Oneida Business Committee a resolution that reprograms the Duck Creek litigation from self-governance carryover to another self-governance litigation activity.
Motion has been made and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. All right, on to the next item. We have the accept the Chief Financial Officer report.
So moved.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. Next item, accept the Comprehensive Health Division Fiscal Year 18 First Quarter Report.
So moved.
Is there a second? Motion has been made and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions?
I mean,
motion. Two abstentions. Motion carries. Was there any additional notes for the comprehensive? All right.
I'm not making any motions for this report, so.
There was a follow-up to direct Oneida Business Committee officers to follow up with the Human Resource Area Manager on hiring concerns, to follow up with the next steps with the from the December 2017 Business Committee work session, and for the final recommendation from HRD to be brought back to the March 14th, 2018 BC meeting.
So moved.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? One abstention. Two abstentions. Lisa and Trish. Motion carries. The next item is to accept the Community Economic Development Division report, but that was being requested to be deferred to the next meeting.
So moved.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. Lisa.
Mr. Chair, I just want to make a note for the record that the deferral was as a result of a family emergency that happened today.
Okay. Thank you. And there's also, we need a motion for the next item to defer the Public Works Division Fiscal Year 18 First Quarter Report to the March 14th meeting.
So moved.
Is there a second? Motion has been made and seconded by Ernie. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. Next item is to accept the Governmental Services Division FY18 First Quarter Executive Report.
So moved.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Two abstentions. Lisa and Trish. Motion carries. Next item is to accept the Internal Service Division FY18 First Quarter Executive Report.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Two abstentions. Lisa and Trish. Motion carries. Standing items. We have audit committee. The LPGA report. Except the Thornbury Creek LPGA Classic February 18th report.
Motion to accept.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Oppose? Abstentions?
Abstain.
One abstention. Lisa, motion carries. Next up is the audit committee. We've got to accept the audit committee FY18 first quarter report.
So moved.
Second.
Motion has made and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Oppose? Abstentions?
Abstain.
Two abstentions. Lisa and Trish, motion carries. Next up is to accept the January 11th, 2018 audit committee meeting minutes.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions?
Motion carries. One abstention, Trish. Next is to accept the final pardon and forgiveness screening committee performance assurance audit and lift confidentiality requirement.
So moved.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Oppose? Abstentions? One abstention, Trish. Motion carries. Next is to accept the final Southeastern Oneida Tribal Services performance assurance audit and lift confidentiality requirement.
So moved.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Oppose? Abstentions? Motion. One abstention, Trish. Motion carries. Under tabled business, we have the review of the per capita endowment fund resolution.
Mr. Chair, Lisa? I make a motion to take this item from the table.
Second.
Motion to take from the table. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Oppose? Abstentions? Motion carries. The item is now from the table. Do we need to move it to open session? Is this one we're moving to open?
Yes. So moved, Mr. Chairman.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion has made and seconded to move this item to open session. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Oppose? Abstentions? Motion carries. There's us.
Mr. Chair?
Jennifer? Jenny?
I'll make a motion to forward the proposed resolution to the Finance Committee to conclude the development of the endowment.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Oppose? Abstentions?
Same.
One abstention. Motion carries. I believe there's a follow-up recommendation to the treasurer that the catch-up of the principal be made over a period of time.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Oppose? Abstentions?
Abstain.
Two abstentions. Motion carries. That concludes that item. New business. We have approved one new enrollment.
So moved.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Oppose? Abstentions? Motion carries. Item number two is to accept the surveillance system replacement project report as information.
Support.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Oppose? Abstentions?
Same.
Two abstentions. Lisa and Trish. Motion carries. The next item is to review the Family Court Judge Screening Selection Subcommittee report and determine appropriate next steps.
I have a question maybe for Joanne. In the SOP, it says that the selection committee has the delegated authority to contact the recommended applicant to make sure that if appointed that they can, that they will take the position and when they can start. That sounds, if you read it, the way it's written, that happens first. And so the difficulty I'm having is if you read it together, that's how it would be, that's how it should be done, is that that's done first. Yeah. So the next step was, okay, this is the recommendation. So we do this right now. It's like, yeah, this is the person we would recommend. We would contact the recommended person, and then the next step would be the secretary sets up the oath and all that stuff, just does the administrative stuff, sets up the oath. And so that's why I wanted to make sure that that's what we're doing here today, is that we would accept the recommendation. I think that's my question. It's kind of unclear on how that happens. It doesn't sound backwards, it just sounds like it's a process thing, but chicken or the egg? Yeah.
I believe that you have a time warp included in your standard operating procedures, because technically, yes, that authorization is in that Section 5. Section 6 doesn't recognize that that happens, but does recognize that the business committee reviews and authorizes the recommendation. So at this point, to integrate that section within this process, the business committee would accept the recommendation so that you can go about doing all of the negotiation activities. And then if that's the case, then bring it back for action and approval. Then an oath of office would be set up.
Okay, so this is what I have, and I'll omit the name. But the selection committee recommends to fill the position of the family court judge based on meeting all minimum requirements as set forth in law, the materials submitted in the application, interview, and mock trial. The selection committee will contact the recommended applicant to determine whether he/she will accept the appointment and date. The applicant could start if appointed. And so that's where I was kind of really unclear about how that language should be based. It's basically from the SOP, but how to do that. And so if that's just accepting the memo,
right,
with that language.
The SOP doesn't recognize the conflict that's in there. One is that in Section 6, certainly you could choose not to accept the recommendation that's being made. That conflict is that the screening committee is authorized to contact them and make sure that they're interested and available. I would assume that would be all the negotiation activities also, so that they can be approved and give the oath given to. But Section 6 recognizes that the business committee has to approve the selection. So it's a conflict. They look like they follow one after the other. I believe that there's a two-part process to this based on that. One, that you bring the information forward, you get acceptance of the recommendation, and then you finalize it. If the individual that's being recommended chooses not to accept it, then you would go to the next one and start all over again.
I still think we can proceed with the direction that we already provided.
Yeah.
It's just
the proposed motion was yes. That's essentially the same thing.
Yeah. Because then once we get a finalized memo, then you guys can proceed. And then you guys can work it out with Joanne.
Because
Joanne.
Yes. Because technically you're consolidating two steps into one.
Correct.
And if you're comfortable with that, you can do so. Assuming all things are going to carry out exactly the way they're going to carry out, it's no big deal. If there's a problem, then it's simply a matter of going back and presenting a new motion.
Okay.
I'm okay.
I'm okay with that, too. I just wanted to make sure that it didn't click in my mind on how I would write the memo. We could essentially do the same in one instance with it.
Well, you're writing the memo based on the Section 5 requirements.
Yeah.
They're taking the motion based on the Section 6 actions.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That meet the Section 5 requirements. You're putting them both together, so
right.
It's 56.
Yeah. So, Mr. Chairman, with that, I'll go ahead and make a motion to approve the recommended applicant upon receipt of the written recommendation from the Family Court Selection Screening Committee, Subcommittee.
Is there support?
Second. Second.
Yeah. Ernie's going to second.
Sent it to Lisa. So.
Motion has been made and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. All right, so that concludes our agenda for the day. So a motion to adjourn would be in order.
Second.
228 made and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries.